Sezvo nguva yedu yapera regaitimbotarisa misoro yenhau zvakare. Affirmative Action Group inoti vari kushora kuti makambani evatema haana kuenda kuzera ETF havasi kuziva zvizere nezvemafambisirwo anoitwa musika uyo. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi, tinoimba kuti muchange muinesu zvakare mangwana. Kana muchida kutitumira tsamba mbozha, dzitumirei kustudio7@voanews.com. Anokuonekai nemufaro, ndini wenyu Blessing Zulu, ndokusiyai mina Gibbs Dube.
Thanks, Blessing Zulu. Good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Saturday, April 26th, 2014. You are listening to Studio 7, live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Gibbs Dube. Studio 7 is going out to Zimbabwe on 909 meter wave and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies. On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com. Here are our top stories this evening. The MDC says Moken Tsvangirai remains the most popular leader in Zimbabwe, who is capable of removing ZANU-PF from power, though he is being despised as uneducated and carefree by his rivals.
Mr. Tsvangirai is not even a problem at all. He is actually a solution to the problem. Mr. Tsvangirai is the face of the struggle in this country. And everyone knows that without Tsvangirai, currently we can't defeat ZANU-PF.
The Zimbabwe National Students Union says colleges and universities are sabotaging the organization through manipulating student elections in favor of the rival group aligned to the government.
With e-learning accounts, so through those e-learning accounts, you're supposed to vote for members of SRC that you want. But then the problem that we have is the same people who are in the student affairs, the department that runs this voting process, they are against this national.
And Zimbabweans flocked to a pavilion at the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair to get an insight of medical male circumcision. Stay tuned.
Divisions in the MDC formation led by Moken Tsvangirai widened today, with Party Secretary General Tendai Biti coming out in the open to lead a faction calling for the ouster of Tsvangirai. Biti and this group convened their own National Council meeting in Harare at Mendel Training Center and resolved to suspend Tsvangirai and the top leadership of the party backing him. Former Water Resources Minister Samuel Sipebankomo chaired the meeting.
Well, the Secretary General of the party had called a meeting of the National Council to consider what had been going on in the party for a number of weeks or months. So what we did is to lift the expulsion of Elton Mangoma, Thomas Mkwananzi, Last Mayenga Hama, Jacob Mafume. Those expulsions have been lifted. And then we reversed the suspensions of provincial chairpersons that had been suspended for one reason or another by that group. And then we suspended the president, Moken Tsvangirai, Thokozani Khupe, Love Momoyo, Moken Komichi, Nelson Chamisa, Abednego Pepe, and Douglas Monzor. So they will now be served with their charge sheets, and a tribunal will be called for them to come and answer the charge sheet.
That was former Water Resources Minister Samuel Sipebankomo on the line from Harare. We also reached the MTCT spokesman, Douglas Monzora.
It is also part of the ongoing crusade to create confusion in the MDC and thus debrand the MDC and Moken Tsvangirai. It is organized by people who are afraid of taking leadership through democratic processes and especially Congress. We will not leave sleep over this meeting, which has been convened by people who should have known the law better. Those who have convened this meeting have automatically expelled themselves from the party. Just to demonstrate that they are not the leadership of the party, we want to see whether they will be at Harvest House. But definitely, we are focused. We will remain united as part of our struggle to remove the people of Zimbabwe from misery and poverty, which is our benign historical goal.
That was MDCT spokesman Douglas Monzora speaking with Studio 7 from Maswingo. The MDCT recently expelled the Deputy Treasurer General Elton Mangoma, National Executive Members Last Mayenga Hama and Jacob Mafume, and General Secretary of the Youth Assembly Promise Mkwananzi for bringing the name of the opposition party into disrepute.
The MDC says Moken Tsvangirai remains the most popular leader in Zimbabwe, who is capable of removing ZANU-PF from power, though he is being despised as uneducated and carefree by his rivals. In an in-depth interview, MDC deputy spokesman Joel Kapuza of Binga, which is one of Mr. Tsvangirai's strongholds in Zimbabwe, says the former trade unionist is currently the face of the opposition in the country. Kapuza says opposition parties cannot defeat President Robert Mugabe and his party ZANU-PF without Mr. Tsvangirai. He further says internal efforts to remove Tsvangirai as leader of the MTCT are doomed, as the powerful Secretary General Tendai Biti is not part of the leadership renewal agenda. Kapuza speaks with Studio 7 about this and related issues.
As we move towards the Congress, this is expected, because as we talk of Congress, politicians start running all over, trying to come for support and serve are very dead in their campus. You know?
Now, it seems as if the main problem is Mr. Tsvangirai. Do you agree?
Not at all. Mr. Tsvangirai is not even a problem at all. He's actually a solution to the problem.
Can you justify that?
Firstly, Mr. Tsvangirai is the face of the struggle in this country. And everyone knows that without Tsvangirai, currently, we can't defeat ZANU-PF, because even ZANU-PF itself is aware that with Tsvangirai's presence, even their succession battles are going to be even a longer problem than they would be if Tsvangirai was not there. So it will be in ZANU-PF's favor to have Tsvangirai out of the question. So certainly Tsvangirai is not the problem, it's actually the solution. He is a problem to the ZANU-PF succession question.
Now, you almost sound like some people in ZANU-PF who always say the party will never be the same without Robert Mugabe. Am I wrong here?
No. What you should understand, we are not saying, because our problem is not that Tsvangirai is indispensable. He is, but what we are simply saying, it has to be done properly in the following our constitution. And we normally change our leaders at Congress. And Tsvangirai has not completed his first term after he was elected in Congress. So we expect him to be removed or reinstated at Congress, not just midway, for no apparent reason. We don't like to expect that to be the correct position.
We are told, really, that some of the people that are involved in this renewal agenda include Mr. Tendai Biti. Are you taking any disciplinary action against him?
Tendai Biti, for now, remains our Secretary General of the party, and there's not been any evidence to link him to any. Now, we have to understand that as we move towards the Congress, like I indicated, there are many people who aspire to take over positions. It could be Tendai's position, it could be Tsvangirai's position. And certainly, our belief is that there are some people who are taking advantage of the problems that are in the party now to try and further their Congress agendas, which will be in a year or two's time. So it's certainly not about BT, but it's about people who want to take over positions of certain individuals within the party. After Congress, all this will be water under the bridge. Like already now, we've identified where the problem is, and I'm quite sure it's almost water under the bridge now.
Are you sure that the issues have been resolved? We still have some people saying that they belong to the MDC, like Mr. Mongoma. He still insists that he's part of the MDC. You talk to Mr. Mkwananzi, he believes that he's part of the MDC. And his colleagues are saying the same thing. So what are you talking about here?
Yes, they would wish to be the MDC. They still wish to be the MDC. They never thought the MDC would take those drastic measures. If they still want to be the MDC, they have to appeal in the normal procedures as founded in our constitution. But currently, those individuals, as you mentioned, have been suspended from the party.
Mr. Kapuza, I interviewed Mr. Welshman Ngobe, who actually indicated that there could be something on the works in terms of a unity of some sort with other opposition parties. But he ruled out possibilities that Mr. Tsvangirai can be leader of this kind of coalition towards the 2018 elections. What could be your reaction to that?
Well, certainly Welshman is an interested party. If there is no Tsvangirai, then he sees himself as the leader of the party. But I don't want to dwell very much on that, because if you have to talk of coalition of all, you can't select individuals. You have to bring in everyone on board, and the people have to choose who is likely to take over, because we want to put a candidate who has got a lot of support and is able to disrupt ZANU-PF.
That was Deputy MTCT spokesman Joy Kapuza speaking with Studio 7 from Binga, Matabele North Province. For more details on this interview, visit us on Facebook and Twitter.
The Zimbabwe National Students Union, or ZANU, says colleges and universities are sabotaging the organization through manipulating student elections in favor of the rival group aligned to the government. ZANU spokesman Avoid Misaraha says these tertiary institutions of learning recently adopted electronic voting systems which they are manipulating to destroy the militant group. He is bitter that ZANU recently lost elections to the rival Zimbabwe Congress of Student Unions, or ZICOSU, through what he says was the manipulation of the votes.
What they do is there's a student affairs department, that is every institution. So that student affairs is responsible for running those elections. You are supposed to vote online, in fact with e-learning accounts. So through those e-learning accounts, you're supposed to vote for members of SRC that you want. But then the problem that we have is the same people who are in the student affairs, the department that runs this voting process, they are against this in us simply because we advocate for issues like reduction of fees, for issues like equality of students, especially if we talk of international students and the local students. So that Department of Student Affairs is responsible for manipulating the voting process against us.
Are you saying that they handpick some candidates?
First and foremost, we are talking of the individuals that are responsible for running the election. And secondly, we are also talking of the system itself, like at Great Zimbabwe and the MSU, where I am. At MSU, at some point when we had an election, I think last semester, the whole process was just down. What they do is, for instance, from 10 o'clock in the morning to 1 o'clock, maybe you are seeing your results, this person is having this. But after that, we may face challenges in accessing them. The network might be down. Usually, that's what happens. And we really think that it's a measure that they do knowingly, just to manipulate the voting process.
That was ZANU spokesman Avoid Misaraha speaking with Studio 7. But ZICOSI has dismissed ZANU's allegations as outbursts of sore losers. Zimbabweans are flocking to a pavilion at the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair to get an insight of medical male circumcision. Melu Sumoyo of Grassroots Soccer says a large number of people have been visiting the stand with indications that medical male circumcision is becoming part of their lives.
We have young people coming to our stand to consult on circumcision, how they can get circumcised and the benefit of them getting circumcised.
And what is the public's reaction to whatever you are telling them there?
We are having mixed reaction. We are having some other people who are saying, no, the fact that it's painful, they cannot come for circumcision. And some young people are interested in getting circumcised, especially those who are still at school.
What about some age groups? We're told that they are actually resisting. What do they say to you right now there when you tell them about circumcision?
Their concern is all the pain. You have to go through the cut and then you'll be having stitches. They are saying that if there's a way out where they can get circumcised without feeling the pain after the circumcision, they can come. But the fact that they have to go through the knife is very, very, very painful for them.
That was Melo Simoyo of Grassroots Soccer, which also runs a circumcision program called Make the Cut, speaking with Studio 7. And Affirmative Action Group Executive Director Debson Komo explains why some small business operators are not participating at the ZITF.
International Trade Fair has always been positioned as a platform that invites foreign companies to display and showcase in Bulawayo, rather as a platform to connect with the Zimbabwean industry and commerce, and if you want, the economy. There's never been quite an issue of the local people participating in there. The local people use local platforms like the Harare's Agricultural Show, the Gweru, the Masingo, the Mutare. That's where you find them. Of course, yeah, those who wish to participate are most welcome, and hence, of course, you see them in small numbers on that platform.
But is it not a lost opportunity, Mr. Gomo, where local players can actually interact and build ties with some of these foreign companies?
They practically do, actually. What I'm saying to you is that the big companies that come, they are foreign, but the people who go in there are local.
That was Affirmative Action Group Executive Director Tefson Komo speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu. Now we cross over to the Women's Desk with Marvelous Mklanganya Huye.
Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women. The Women's Forum is hosted by Marvelous Mklanganya Huye in Washington. Today we are going to look at some of the issues that have been raised following an expose by the Vice President Joyce Mujuru, in which she chronicled her life with the late Solomon Mujuru, who she described as being a, quote, naughty husband, who, though he was naughty outside the home, respected her when he came home, and she stayed in the marriage despite some challenges. We are lucky to have on today's program the director of the Zimbabwe Young Women's Network for Peace Building, Grace Chirenje, who explains to us some of the work her organization is doing to encourage women who are in abusive relationships to report such matters to the police. Welcome to the Women's Forum, Ms. Chirenje.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here today.
We've seen so many stories that have been coming out in the press, especially following the expose by the VP, Mai Mujuru, over how she managed her marriage. What's your comment on what the VP said? How is it going to impact most women in the country right now?
I think that it was very respectable for her to share her own lived reality. But I think encouraging women to stay on in marriages that are abusive could be very dangerous in light of the HIV pandemic and also in light of the increase in violence against women in Zimbabwe at the moment.
So as an organization that works with young women, especially in peace-building efforts, what would you advise some women that are already in relationships and are facing some of these issues like verbal or physical abuse? What action should they be taking?
I think the first point to note is that abuse in all its forms is wrong, and no woman should allow herself to go through that. But also for young women to weigh their situations, it would be good to step out of that relationship, report abuse, and get help somewhere. Because we see that there are lots of cases in newspapers, on radio, on television, that speak to women who are dying because of violence against women, and in specifically in regards to intimate partner violence. So it's good to not stay on where there's abuse and you're likely to die eventually, that is.
But are there any awareness programs out there that are being offered, especially for women, to educate them on their rights so that they are not abused without knowing what action they should be taking, especially when you look at the cultural implications of reporting on your spouse, for example?
I know Zimbabwe Young Women's Network for Peace Building does a lot of community outreach work in lots of areas, Buyera, Mutoko, Murewa, High School, you name it. And I know that Musasa is there to help women, not just help them by giving them shelter and all other services, but you also find that now there's a one-stop shop, there's legal services there, the medical issues being addressed there. We also have places like Zimbabwe Women Lawyers Association, and all these are efforts to try and raise awareness, to try and offer services to young women and survivors of intimate partner violence.
What would you say are the red flags that women should be looking out for, especially in abusive relationships?
Issues to do with anger, issues to do with just abuse. We define it normally as economic, physical, verbal, emotional, psychological abuse, but it's still going on. So they need to report, they need to seek help as early as possible.
Time is not on our side. Thank you very much, Grace Chirenje, the director of the Young Women's Network for Peace Building, for having been our guest on the Women's Forum tonight.
You're most welcome, and thank you for this opportunity to talk about women's issues in Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much, Marvelous Mklanganya Huye. And finally, in sports news, in Kasilaka Premier Soccer League matches played today, FC Platinum clashed with Caps United, Black Rhinos hosted Chiretsi, and Bantu Rovers was at Luveva Stadium fighting with Chapungu. On Sunday, Highlanders host Wange, Chicken Inn will be travelling to Triangle, Dynamos take on local boys Harare City, and Buffaloes will be hosting high-flying Miners ZPC Kariba. That's all we had today. Good night. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C.